the Health Habits Coach podcast. This is the Monday Habit with your host, Claire George. So let's begin.
Hi, and welcome to the latest episode, Monday Habit number 16. It's all about practicing self-compassion today. And I don't even quite know why I chose this one for this week. I think it's because in the last couple of weeks, it's been quite hard for me personally. There's been some really tough times going on in my family with close members of my family. And it's really made me recognize the importance of when times get a little tough in life and there's a few struggles going on, just how much we need to be able to give ourselves a break and just allow ourselves to be whatever we need to be. But most of us, myself included, I can really struggle with this. And especially, you know, life's busy. I've got a lot of responsibilities. I've got a lot of things I've got to do, a lot of deadlines. And it can be quite tricky to practice self-compassion when you're feeling very torn and lots of things to do and not really. It sort of taps into that self-care, but, you know, not so much, you know, time and prioritizing of self and allowing yourself to, you know, cut yourself some slack and go, you know what, that was a lot. This week had a lot in it. And it's often when we get a little unexpected surprise from our life or in our life. And that's often when we really need to tap into self-compassion. But if we haven't practiced it, if it's not something we typically do, then, you know, most of the time we'll miss that opportunity to ride the tough waves a little bit more smoothly. And so I've come up with these five habits, and it's all about actually getting into practice of self-compassion. But, you know, just recognizing that what is compassion, and it is actually one of my three sort of words in my purpose statement: love, growth, compassion. And I really try to consider my decisions and the different things I do with my life from the point of view of those three words. And so compassion is really key to me. I see it as a way of honoring myself and also honoring and contributing towards others' needs. So that's what the word compassion means to me. But, you know, very often you're going to link it to sort of activities or expressions such as mindfulness or self-awareness. Acceptance is a big word with compassion, you know, acceptance of what is and what you can manage. Maybe it's about also setting realistic expectations. And then a big practice I've had for several years now is a daily gratitude practice. And that definitely helps, because by saying and recognizing, acknowledging the things we're grateful for, we really develop compassion for others, compassion for ourselves. So those are the kinds of things. But I really want to sort of get into some actual kind of actionable, you know, habits that you could try and practice that develops the skill of compassion, and quite specifically self-compassion. So it's all about finding the just right fit, though, because as you can imagine with the words I've just been saying, we're talking very personal, very quite emotional sort of topic. So it's going to be very individual as to what speaks to you, what works for you. But here's five habits that could potentially really help you practice the skill of self-compassion. So the first one is letter writing. And unfortunately, this is a skill that's long since passed for many, many people. But actually, when we sit down and slow down enough to write a letter, we really dig deep into what we're trying to say. And words can be quite quick, but writing, it just can't be as quick. And so that means that we tend to, you know, get more into the real sort of heart of an issue and how we're really feeling. And so writing a letter can really help you address self-criticism. Because when we put it on paper, it seems like, Wow, I don't mean that. But saying it, so, you know, words can be a bit cheap. So that could be something it helps you address. Anger is a really good one to write a letter, not necessarily to send it, but just write the letter. And that will really get rid of some of that out of your system and just help you express the emotion and so that you can let go of the emotion. And it's in that letting go that we really start to feel, compassion. It's okay. Second habit is visioning. Now, visioning is all about putting yourself in somebody else's shoes. Even if you're trying actually to develop or create a little bit more self-compassion in your day-to-day and in your world, by putting yourself in somebody else's shoes, you start to recognize that life isn't easy, that there's challenges and struggles for every single one of us, no matter who we are. And the more we consider somebody else's shoes, the more we start to recognize, actually, I'm doing the best I can, just as that person is. And it removes judgment when we start to really try and think of how it is for someone else, facing a struggle that may be similar to our own. Okay, the third one is method acting. So I'm not trying to talk about, you know, Robert De Niro and hoiking yourself into a taxi or something he did and like did lots of, hours and hours as a taxi driver so that then he'd be a better method actor in Taxi Driver. But it's along those lines. And it is, again, a bit like that visioning, but it's really about trying to connect with your past experiences and then using your observations of others. And by using your observations of others, you can really portray a character. And so it might be that you're not quite able to fully embody self-compassion yet, but you could start to look at somebody else and start to work on it that way. Number four is this one I really love because it's the creative expression of feelings. So really, this is something that each and every one of you would be able to find some form of creative expression that is right for you. I have had on the podcast Alexis Stones, who's a horticultural therapist, and she would talk about how it developed compassion in her world by being amongst plants, by growing and nurturing plants. But maybe your creative expression is more in the more classical arts, like actually draw a picture or a sketch or a painting, or maybe it's about music and creating music and getting a saucepan. You know how toddlers do when you're trying to entertain them? You're like, they're bored of the toys. And so you give them a couple of saucepans and a couple of wooden spoons back in the day, and they bash away at it. They felt so much better afterwards. And so, creative expression through these types of art forms can be a really lovely way of, again, connecting you with your emotions and having an outlet and having acceptance that it's okay. And then number five is about counseling with experts. But I am somebody, I'm a health psychology woman, and so I definitely feel like we're all experts by experience. And so it might be that you go and see a psychological, talking therapist, counselor, and sort of that route. That might be how you start to develop less of the self-criticism, more of the self-compassion. But for many people, back in the day, not so many years ago, we used friends and family and, sort of just somebody who was kind and warm and open with us. And that allowed us to tap into that part of ourselves, even if it wasn't right at the surface, after spending some time with someone who's already got well-developed compassion skills, then it rubs off on us, if you like. So that can be something as well that you can use as a way of just developing that sort of non-judgmental space for yourself by experiencing somebody else being in your company in a non-judgmental and sort of, tapping into that observation that we're just observing ourselves, we're observing our situation instead of judging it or reacting to it or emotionally getting attached to things. We are starting to say, wow, this is a lot going on for me, and I'm doing the best I can, and I'm going to be okay. And it's sort of developing that sense of compassion. So I don't know whether this is a space that, you know, sort of, you know, you've practiced in the past. But what I do recommend is always getting a few more pointers. And it is definitely, just like gratitude, compassion is a skill. All we have to do is start attempting it and trying it and go from that first to that 10th to that 100th, like I coach on. And you will develop a really nice skill set, and then you become better, not the relationship with yourself, but the relationship with others that you have. And so compassion it's one of these spaces that if you can develop and nurture the skill, that the impact on your life, on how you experience your health and your life, can be really profound. And but there is a resource that I'd love to signpost you all to. It's called compassionatemind.co.uk. They have a number of sort of guided meditations and talks and spaces where they really help you develop your compassion and your self-compassion skills. So I really recommend you checking that out. I hope you enjoy this episode. I really feel like the word compassion and caring for yourself is something that nearly all of us could do with a bit more of. So I invite you to practice one of those five habits. Start bringing it into your day. And I hope that then when those struggles do appear, which they do for all of us, you're better equipped, you're better able to ride the waves. All right. Well, I do want to wish you all a great week ahead. I'm looking forward to this Saturday, the 16th of March. I'm going to be doing an amazing World Health, Real Health series episode. It's a masterclass. You can find it on my LinkedIn. So if you go to the Health Habits Coach LinkedIn, it's a LinkedIn event at 12 o'clock GMT. It's all about food choices that I'm going to be doing as sort of a joint masterclass with Itornam. And we're going to be coaching you on how to make healthier food choices, even if you feel like you haven't got the time or the money to become a healthier eater. So do check that out. But in the meantime, I just want to, you know, wish you all a great week and hope that you all stay really healthy.